Donald Trump announces pardons and commutations for 143 people in last hours of presidency. By Charlie Spiring on January 19, 2021. President Donald Trump announced late Tuesday night that he had pardoned and commuted the sentences of 143 people in the final hours of his presidency. The president issued 73 pardons and 70 commutations. The list included pop culture figures including rapper Lil Wayne, who was pardoned, and Kodak Black, whose sentence was commuted. The president also pardoned several Republicans, including former Deputy National Finance Chair of the Republican National Committee Elliot Broidy, former Representative Duke Cunningham of California, and former Representative Rick Renzi of Arizona. He also issued a pardon for his former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon, who was charged with fraud for his work on the We Build the Wall crowdfunding campaign fueled by Trump supporters to build a wall on the southern border. Trump also commuted the sentence of wealthy Democrat donor Dr. Salomon Melgen, who was convicted on 67 felony counts of Medicaid fraud in April 2017. The White House cited support for the pardon by Senator Bob Menendez and Representative Mario Diaz-Balart. Melgen was sentenced to 17 years in prison in 2018. The president also commuted the sentence of former mayor of Detroit Kwame Molly Culpatrick, a Democrat, citing strong support by members of the Detroit community as well as Alveda King, Alice Johnson, and Diamond and Silk. Culpatrick served 7 years of a 28-year sentence for his role in a major corruption scandal, convicted of racketeering, mail fraud, wire fraud, and other charges. Trump also issued a full pardon to former Google engineer Anthony Livinofsky, sentenced to 18 months in prison in August 2020 for stealing a trade secret from Google related to self-driving cars before changing jobs to work at Uber. The president also commuted the prison sentence of William Walters, a professional gambler who was convicted in 2017 for insider trading and sentenced to 5 years in prison. Trump's list also included many nonviolent drug offenders sentenced to prison. The long-awaited final list of pardons and commutations in Trump's presidency was released early Wednesday morning, just hours before he planned to leave the White House to his post-presidency home in Florida. The president did not pardon Julian Assange or Edward Snowden, two whistleblowers who illegally shared America's intelligence and national security secrets. The two individuals enjoyed bipartisan support for a pardon as their supporters had hoped that the president would ignore the intelligence community elites and prominent members of Congress in Washington who were deeply opposed to a pardon. Trump also did not issue preemptive pardons for himself, members of his family, or even some of his staff for future crimes if they face persecution as a result of their connection to the Trump administration. He also did not issue a preemptive pardon for his personal lawyer and ally former Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Read the full list below. Todd Boulanger. President Trump granted a full pardon to Todd Boulanger. Mr. Boulanger's pardon is supported by numerous friends, as well as by past and present business associates. In 2008, Mr. Boulanger pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit honest services fraud. He has taken full responsibility for his conduct. Mr. Boulanger is a veteran of the United States Army Reserves and was honorably discharged. He has also received an award from the City of the District of Columbia for heroism for stopping and apprehending an individual who assaulted an elderly woman with a deadly weapon on Capitol Hill. Mr. Boulanger is known as a model member of his community. In addition, he is remorseful for his actions and would like to leave his mistakes behind him. Abel Holtz. President Trump granted a full pardon to Abel Holtz. This pardon is supported by Representative Mario Diaz-Balart and friends and business colleagues in his community. Mr. Holtz is currently 86 years old. In 1995, he pled guilty to one count of impeding a grand jury investigation and was sentenced to 45 days in prison. Before his conviction, Mr. Holtz, who was the chairman of a local bank, never had any legal issues and has had no other legal issues since his conviction. Mr. Holtz has devoted extensive time and resources to supporting charitable causes in South Florida, including substantial donations to the city of Miami Beach. Representative Rick Renzi. President Trump granted a full pardon to Representative Rick Renzi of Arizona. Mr. Renzi's pardon is supported by Representative Paul Gosar, Representative Tom Cole, former Representative Tom DeLay, former Representative Jack Kingston, former Representative Todd Tiart, former Representative John Doolittle, former Representative Duncan Hunter Sr., former Representative Richard Pombo, former Representative Charles Taylor, former Representative Dan Burton, Larry Weitzner, National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, and numerous other members of his community. In 2013, Mr. Renzi was convicted of extortion, bribery, insurance fraud, money laundering, and racketeering. He was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison, 2 years of supervised release, and paid a $25,000 fine. Before his conviction, Mr. Renzi served 3 terms in the House of Representatives. His constituents considered him a strong advocate for better housing, quality education, and improved health care, especially for the underprivileged and Native Americans. He is the father of 12 children and a loving and devoted husband. Kenneth Guerson, President Trump granted a full pardon to Kenneth Guerson. Prosecutors have charged Mr. Guerson with cyberstalking related to his divorce from his ex-wife in 2015. In a powerful letter to the prosecutors, Mr. Guerson's ex-wife wrote on his behalf that she never wanted this investigation or arrest and repeatedly asked for the FBI to drop it. I hired a lawyer to protect me from being forced into yet another round of questioning. My disgust with this arrest and the subsequent articles is bottomless. This investigation only began because Mr. Guerson was nominated to a role within the Trump administration. He has been a community leader in New York and New Jersey for decades. In addition, Mr. Guerson is a certified foster parent, a successful business owner, and is passionate about various charitable causes. Mr. Guerson is an upstanding citizen and father to 5 beautiful children. Casey Erlacher, President Trump granted a full pardon to Casey Erlacher. This pardon is supported by his friends and family, and countless members of his community. Mr. Erlacher has been charged with conspiracy to engage in illegal gambling. Throughout his life, Mr. Erlacher has been committed to public service and has consistently given back to his community. Currently, Mr. Erlacher serves as the unpaid mayor of Mettawa, Illinois. He is a devoted husband to his wife and a loving father to his 17-month-old daughter. Carl Andrews Boggs, President Trump granted a full pardon to Carl Andrews Boggs. This pardon is supported by the Honorable David Lee and South Carolina Department of Transportation Chairman Tony Cox. In 2013, Mr. Boggs pled guilty to 2 counts of conspiracy. Since his release, Mr. Boggs has rebuilt his company, has employed hundreds of people, and has dedicated countless hours and financial resources to his community. Jamie A. Davidson, President Trump commuted the sentence of Jamie A. Davidson. This commutation is supported by Mr. Davidson's family and friends, Alice Johnson, and numerous others. In 1993, Mr. Davidson was convicted and sentenced to life imprisonment in relation to the murder of an undercover officer. Notably, witnesses who testified against Mr. Davidson later recanted their testimony in sworn affidavits and further attested that Mr. Davidson had no involvement. Although Mr. Davidson has been incarcerated for nearly 29 years, the admitted shooter has already been released from prison. Following the commutation of his sentence, Mr. Davidson will continue legal efforts to clear his name. In addition, while incarcerated, Mr. Davidson mentored and tutored over 1,000 prisoners to help them achieve their GED certificates. Mr. Davidson has earned praise from prison officials for his dedication to helping others. James E. Johnson, Jr. President Trump granted a full pardon to James E. Johnson, Jr. in 2008. Mr. Johnson pled guilty to charges related to migratory birds. Mr. Johnson received 1 year probation, was barred from hunting during that period, and a $7,500 fine was imposed. Throughout his life, Mr. Johnson has made numerous contributions for the conservation of wildlife. Tommaso Buti, President Trump granted a full pardon to Tommaso Buti. Mr. Buti is an Italian citizen and a respected businessman. He is the chief operating officer of a large Italian company and has started a successful charitable initiative to raise funds for UNICEF. More than 20 years ago, Mr. Buti was charged with financial fraud involving a chain of restaurants. He has not, however, been convicted in the United States. Bill K. Capri, President Trump granted a commutation to Bill Capri, more commonly known as Kodak Black. Kodak Black is a prominent artist and community leader. This commutation is supported by numerous religious leaders, including Pastor Daryl Scott and Rabbi Shneur Kaplan. Additional supporters include Bernie Kerik, Hunter Pollack, Gucci Mane, Lil Pump, Lil Yachty. Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens, Jack Brewer formerly of the National Football League, and numerous other notable community leaders. Kodak Black was sentenced to 46 months in prison for making a false statement on a federal document. He has served nearly half of his sentence. Before his conviction and after reaching success as a recording artist, Kodak Black became deeply involved in numerous philanthropic efforts. In fact, he has committed to supporting a variety of charitable efforts, such as providing educational resources to students and families of fallen law enforcement officers and the underprivileged. In addition to these efforts, he has paid for the notebooks of school children, provided funding and supplies to daycare centers, provided food for the hungry, and annually provides for underprivileged children during Christmas. Most recently, while still incarcerated, Kodak Black donated $50,000 to David Portnoy's Barstool Fund, which provides funds to small businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Kodak Black's only request was that his donation go toward restaurants in his hometown. Jawad A. Musa. President Trump commuted the sentence of Jawad A. Musa. In 1991, Mr. Musa was sentenced to life imprisonment for a nonviolent, drug-related offense. Mr. Musa's sentencing judge and the prosecutor on the case have both requested clemency on his behalf. He is currently 56 years old. During his time in prison, Mr. Musa has strengthened his faith and taken dozens of educational courses. Mr. Musa is blessed with a strong supportive network in Baltimore, Maryland, and has numerous offers of employment. Adriana Shayota. President Trump commuted the sentence of Adriana Shayota. Ms. Shayota has served more than half of her 24-month sentence. The deputy mayor of Chula Vista, California, John McCann, supports this commutation, among other community leaders. Ms. Shayota is a mother and a deeply religious woman who had no prior convictions. She was convicted of conspiracy to traffic in counterfeit goods, commit copyright infringement, and introduce misbranded food into interstate commerce. During her time in prison, Ms. Shayota mentored those who wanted to improve their lives and demonstrated an extraordinary commitment to rehabilitation. Glenn Moss. President Trump granted a full pardon to Glenn Moss. After pleading guilty in 1998, Mr. Moss has been a vital member of his community. Mr. Moss has been committed to numerous philanthropic efforts at the national level, including St. Jude's Hospital for Children, Breast Cancer Awareness, and the Colon Cancer Foundation. Within his community, he has contributed to Danbury Hospital in Ann's Place, a community-based cancer support center. Anthony Lewandowski. President Trump granted a full pardon to Anthony Lewandowski. This pardon is strongly supported by James Ramsey, Peter Thiel, Miles Ehrlich, Amy Craig, Michael Ovitz, Palmer Luckey, Ryan Peterson, Ken Goldberg, Mike Jensen, Nate Schimmel, Trey Stevens, Blake Masters, and James Proud, among others. Mr. Lewandowski is an American entrepreneur who led Google's efforts to create self-driving technology. Mr. Lewandowski pled guilty to a single criminal count arising from civil litigation. Notably, his sentencing judge called him a brilliant, groundbreaking engineer that our country needs. Mr. Lewandowski has paid a significant price for his actions and plans to devote his talents to advance the public good. Aviam Sella. President Trump granted a full pardon to Aviam Sella. Mr. Sella is an Israeli citizen who was indicted in 1986 for espionage in relation to the Jonathan Pollard case. Mr. Sella's request for clemency is supported by the Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu, Israeli Ambassador to the United States Ron Dermer, the United States Ambassador to Israel David Friedman, and Miriam Adelson. The State of Israel has issued a full and unequivocal apology, and has requested the pardon in order to close this unfortunate chapter in U.S.-Israel relations. Michael Liberty. President Trump granted a full pardon to Michael Liberty. Mr. Liberty's request for clemency is supported by Representative Susan Austin, Matthew E. Sturgis, and Anthony Fratian. In 2016, Mr. Liberty was convicted for campaign finance violations and later was indicted for related offenses. Mr. Liberty is the father of 7 children and has been involved in numerous philanthropic efforts. Greg Reyes. President Trump granted a full pardon to Greg Reyes. This pardon is supported by Sean Hopwood, former United States Attorney Brett Tolman, and numerous others. Mr. Reyes was the former CEO of Brocade Communications. Mr. Reyes was convicted of securities fraud. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, however, threw out his convictions, finding prosecutorial misconduct. He was later retried, convicted, and sentenced to 18 months in federal prison. Mr. Reyes has accepted full responsibility for his actions and has been out of prison for more than 8 years. Farrell Damon Scott, President Trump commuted the sentence of Farrell Damon Scott. This commutation is supported by former acting United States Attorney Sam Sheldon, who prosecuted his case and wrote that he strongly does not believe that Mr. Scott deserves a mandatory life sentence. Ms. Alice Johnson, the CANDU Foundation, and numerous others also support clemency for Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott has served nearly 9 years of a life imprisonment sentence for possession with intent to distribute marijuana. Under today's sentencing guidelines, it is likely that Mr. Scott would not have received such a harsh sentence. Jerry Donald Walden, President Trump commuted the sentence of Jerry Donald Walden. Mr. Walden has served 23 years of a 40-year prison sentence. He is known as a model inmate who completed his GED while incarcerated, as well as various other education classes. Jeffrey Allen Conway, President Trump granted a full pardon to Jeffrey Allen Conway. Mr. Conway's pardon is strongly supported by his business partners Gary N. Solomon and Eli Hurwitz, members of law enforcement, and numerous other members of the community. Since his release from prison, Mr. Conway has led a successful life and currently runs 10 restaurant businesses that employ nearly 500 people. Mr. Conway is active in his community and in various philanthropic efforts. Benedict Olberding, President Trump granted a full pardon to Benedict Olberding. Mr. Olberding was convicted on one count of bank fraud. Mr. Olberding is an upstanding member of the community who has paid his debt to society. After completing his sentence, he purchased 2 aquarium stores, as well as a consulting business to train prospective mortgage brokers. Sirita Steve Martin, President Trump granted a full pardon to Sirita Steve Martin. This clemency is supported by Ben Watson, formerly of the National Football League, Judge Sandra Jenkins of the Louisiana State Courts, and Sister Marjorie Herbert, who serves as President and CEO of Catholic Charities Archdiocese of New Orleans, among many others. Ms. Steve Martin was convicted at the age of 19 and sentenced to 10 years in prison and nearly $2 million in restitution for the use of fire to commit a felony. After her release from prison, she became an advocate for criminal justice reform and founded Operation Restoration, which helps transition women prisoners after incarceration by providing education opportunities and job placement. With today's pardon, Ms. Steve Martin is relieved of the crushing restitution she incurred at such a young age. Michael Ashley, President Trump commuted the sentence of Michael Ashley. This commutation is supported by Professor Alan Dershowitz, Pastor Daryl Scott, Rabbis V. Boyarsky, the Aleph Institute, Rabbi Hershey Zarchi, Gary Apfel, and Bradford Cohen. Mr. Ashley was convicted and sentenced to 3 years in prison for bank fraud. Notably, Mr. Ashley's sentencing judge said, "I don't have any concern that you are not truly remorseful. I know that you're a changed man." Since his conviction, Mr. Ashley has spent time caring for his ailing mother and paying his debt back to society. Lou Hobbs, President Trump commuted the sentence of Lou Hobbs. Mr. Hobbs has served 24 years of his life sentence. While incarcerated, Mr. Hobbs completed his GED as well as various other education classes. Mr. Hobbs is dedicated to improving his life and is focused on his family and friends who have assisted him during difficult times. Matthew Antoine Kennedy, President Trump commuted the sentence of Matthew Antoine Kennedy. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Kennedy had an unstable childhood and all of his prior drug-related convictions occurred during his teenage years. Mr. Kennedy worked hard to move beyond his challenging circumstances and has demonstrated extraordinary rehabilitation while in custody. He has maintained clear conduct while incarcerated and has notably taken advantage of significant vocational programs, including an electrical apprenticeship. He receives outstanding work reports and is described as hardworking and respectful by the Bureau of Prisons staff. Mr. Kennedy takes full responsibility for his criminal actions and would like to find gainful employment to help support his children. Mario Claiborne, President Trump commuted the sentence of Mario Claiborne. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Claiborne is serving life imprisonment and has already served more than 28 years in prison. For more than 20 years, Mr. Claiborne has maintained clear conduct. Mr. Claiborne currently works for a Unicor facility and has completed rehabilitative programming, including drug education. Rodney Nakia Gibson, President Trump commuted the sentence of Rodney Nakia Gibson. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. In 2009, Mr. Gibson was convicted of trafficking drugs. Mr. Gibson is a first-time, nonviolent offender who has been a model inmate for more than 11 years in custody. In addition, he has maintained clear conduct and works with other inmates to help them obtain the important benefits of a GED. He has an impressive list of programming accomplishments, including apprenticeships and professional certifications which will readily translate into employable skills upon release. Mr. Gibson accepts responsibility for his actions. Tom Leroy Whitehurst, President Trump commuted the sentence of Tom Leroy Whitehurst from life to 30 years. This clemency is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Whitehurst led a conspiracy to manufacture at least 16.7 kilograms of methamphetamine and possessed numerous firearms during the course of the conspiracy. The court sentenced him to life imprisonment under the then-mandatory sentencing guidelines. Mr. Whitehurst has served nearly 24 years in prison. While incarcerated, he has demonstrated exemplary prison conduct by incurring just a single disciplinary infraction over two decades ago and holding a Unicor position for much of his incarceration. Moncho Eugene Vernon, President Trump commuted the sentence of Moncho Eugene Vernon. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Vernon has served over 19 years in prison for committing a string of armed bank robberies in Greenville, South Carolina. Evidence showed that numerous of these offenses involved him carrying BB guns rather than genuine firearms. While incarcerated, Mr. Vernon has worked steadily, programmed well, and recovered from a bout of cancer. Luis Fernando Sicar, President Trump commuted the sentence of Luis Fernando Sicar. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Sicar was sentenced in 2000 for conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute cocaine and possession of a firearm during and in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. He has served 20 years with clear conduct. Mr. Sicar has participated in substantial programming, including a number of vocational courses. Currently, Mr. Sicar works in the Camp Vehicular Factory and previously worked in Unicor earning outstanding work reports, and he also volunteers in the Inmate Puppy Program. Importantly, Mr. Sicar takes full responsibility for his criminal actions. Mr. Sicar is a former Marine and father of two girls. Dwayne Phelps, President Trump commuted the sentence of Dwayne Phelps. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Phelps has served 11 years in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. He has served over a decade in prison with clear conduct, has trained as a dental apprentice, participated in Unicor, and is noted as being a reliable inmate capable of being assigned additional responsibilities. Most notably, Mr. Phelps's sentence would unquestionably be lowered today under the First Step Act. Isaac Nelson, President Trump commuted the sentence of Isaac Nelson. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Nelson is serving a mandatory 20-year sentence for conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute and distribution of 5 kilograms or more of cocaine and 50 grams or more of crack cocaine. Following the First Step Act's changes to the definition of serious drug felony, Mr. Nelson would no longer receive a mandatory minimum term of 20 years imprisonment. Instead, he would likely face a 10-year sentence. He has already served more than 11 years in prison. Throughout his incarceration, he appears to have demonstrated commendable adjustment to custody. Trey A. Tavares Kelly, President Trump commuted the sentence of Trey A. Tavares Kelly. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Kelly was convicted of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute and to distribute 50 grams or more of cocaine base and 5 kilograms or more of cocaine. He has served over 14 years in prison, but if he were sentenced today, he would likely be subject only to 10-year mandatory minimum. Moreover, Mr. Kelly has substantial work history while incarcerated, and his notable accomplishments in education and programming demonstrate that he has used his time to maximize his chance at being a productive citizen upon release. Javier Gonzalez, President Trump commuted the sentence of Javier Gonzalez. This commutation is supported by Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Gonzalez was convicted of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute methamphetamine and distribution of methamphetamine in 2005. He has served over 14 years in prison, which is 4 years longer than the 10-year sentence he would likely receive today. He has a demonstrated record of rehabilitation during his incarceration, including steady employment, with substantial unseer experience, and participation in vocational programming and training to facilitate his successful reintegration into the workforce upon release. He also has no history of violent conduct. Mr. Gonzalez has actively addressed his admitted substance abuse issues with non-residential drug treatment and participation in the residential program. Eric Wesley Patton, President Trump granted a full pardon to Eric Wesley Patton. This pardon is supported by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Patton was convicted of making a false statement on a mortgage application in 1999. In the 20 years since his conviction, Mr. Patton has worked hard to build a sterling reputation, been a devoted parent, and made solid contributions to his community by quietly performing good deeds for friends, neighbors, and members of his church. Robert William Cauthen, President Trump granted a full pardon to Robert William Cauthen. His pardon is supported by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Cauthen was convicted in 1992 for making a false statement on a bank loan application and was sentenced to 3 years probation, conditioned upon 180 days home confinement. Mr. Cauthen has accepted responsibility for his offense, served his sentence without incident, and fulfilled his restitution obligation. His atonement has been exceptional, and since his conviction he has led an unblemished life while engaging in extensive, praiseworthy community service. Hal Knudsen-Mergler, President Trump granted a full pardon to Hal Knudsen-Mergler. This pardon is supported by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Mergler was convicted of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute and distribution of lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, in 1992. He received 1 month imprisonment, 3 years supervised release, and ordered to pay restitution. Since his conviction, Mr. Merkler has lived a productive and law-abiding life, including by earning a college degree, creating a successful business career, and starting a family. He has made significant contributions to his community and has helped to build a new school for a nonprofit charitable organization. He is uniformly praised as a hard-working and ethical businessman and a caring father. Gary Evan Hendler, President Trump granted a full pardon to Gary Evan Hendler. This pardon is supported by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. In 1984, Mr. Hendler was convicted of conspiracy to distribute and dispense controlled substances and served 3 years probation for his crime. He is remorseful and has taken full responsibility for his criminal actions. In the 40 years since his conviction, Mr. Hendler has lived a law-abiding life and has positively contributed to his community. He is financially stable and owns a successful real estate business. Most notably, he has helped others recover from addiction. Since 1982, he has organized and led weekly AA meetings. He also has mentored many individuals on their journey to sobriety with his radio broadcasts. His former probation officer noted that Mr. Hendler had become integral in the lives of many members of the community who were dealing with substance abuse issues. Further, his efforts in addiction and recovery have been recognized by Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, who recently appointed him to a state advisory council on drug and alcohol abuse. John Harold Wall, President Trump granted a full pardon to John Harold Wall. This pardon is supported by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the former United States Attorney for the District of Minnesota Andrew M. Lugar, and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Wall was convicted of aiding and abetting possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine in 1992. He completed a 60-month prison sentence with 4 years supervised release. Stephen Samuel Grantham, President Trump granted a full pardon to Stephen Samuel Grantham. This pardon is supported by Mr. Grantham's friends and family who praise his moral character. Acting Attorney Jeffrey Rosen, former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and the office of the pardon attorney. Mr. Grantham was convicted in 1967 for stealing a vehicle. He received 18 months imprisonment and 2 years probation. Since his conviction and release from prison, he has demonstrated remorse and accepted responsibility for his crime, which he committed approximately 50 years ago when he was just 19 years old. Mr. Grantham has lived a law-abiding and stable life. Most notably, he stepped in and assumed custody of his grandchild when the child's parents were unable to care for him. He now seeks a pardon for forgiveness and to restore his gun rights. Clarence Olin Freeman, President Trump granted a full pardon to Clarence Olin Freeman. This pardon is supported by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Freeman was convicted in 1965 for operating an illegal whiskey still. He received 9 months imprisonment and 5 years probation. Since his conviction and release from prison, Mr. Freeman has led a law-abiding life. He has expressed sincere remorse for his illegal activity and remains mindful of the valuable lesson his conviction taught him. In the approximately 55 years since his conviction, he has built a stable marriage, founded a thriving business, and contributed positively to his community. He has earned a reputation for honesty, hard work, and generosity. Fred Keith Alford, President Trump granted a full pardon to Fred Keith Alford. This pardon is supported by former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the Office of the Pardon Attorney. Mr. Alford was convicted in 1977 for a firearm violation and served 1 year on supervised probation. Since his conviction, he has established a stable and law-abiding life and earned a commendable reputation in his small town as a man of great skill, dedication, and integrity. John Nock, President Trump commuted the sentence of John Nock. This commutation is supported by his family. Mr. Nock is a 73-year-old man, a first-time, non-violent marijuana-only offender, who has served 24 years of a life sentence. Mr. Nock has an exemplary prison history, during which he completed college accounting classes and has had zero incident reports. Kenneth Charles Fragoso, President Trump commuted the sentence of Kenneth Charles Fragoso. Mr. Fragoso is a 66-year-old United States Navy veteran who has served more than 30 years of a life sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. Mr. Fragoso has an exemplary prison history and has worked for Unicor for over 20 years, learned new trades, and has mentored fellow inmates. Luis Gonzalez, President Trump commuted the sentence of Luis Gonzalez. Mr. Gonzalez is a 78-year-old nonviolent drug offender who has served more than 27 years of a life sentence. Under the First Step Act, Mr. Fragoso would not have been subject to a mandatory life sentence. Mr. Gonzalez has an upstanding prison record and has worked for Unicor for over 20 years producing military uniforms. Anthony DeJohn, President Trump commuted the sentence of Anthony DeJohn. Mr. DeJohn has served more than 13 years of a life sentence for conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Mr. DeJohn has maintained a clear disciplinary record and has been recognized for his outstanding work ethic while incarcerated. Mr. DeJohn has employment and housing available to him upon release. Corvain Cooper, President Trump commuted the sentence of Mr. Corvain Cooper. Mr. Cooper is a 41-year-old father of two girls who has served more than 7 years of a life sentence for his nonviolent participation in a conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Wei Kuo Long, President Trump commuted the sentence of Wei Kuo Long. Mr. Long is a 58-year-old who has served nearly half of a 50-year sentence for a nonviolent conviction for conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana. Mr. Long has spent his incarceration striving to better himself through English proficiency classes and by obtaining his GED. Upon release, Mr. Long will reunite with his family and will be strongly supported as he integrates back into the community. Michael Peltier, President Trump commuted the sentence of Michael Peltier. Mr. Peltier is a 64-year-old who has served 12 years of a 30-year sentence for conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Mr. Peltier has maintained a clear disciplinary record, has thrived as an artist working with oil paints on canvas, and has taken several courses to perfect his skill while incarcerated. Upon his release, Mr. Peltier will have a meaningful place of employment and housing with his brother. Craig Cecil, President Trump commuted the sentence of Craig Cecil. Mr. Cecil is a father of two, one of whom unfortunately passed away while he was serving his life sentence for conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Mr. Cecil has had an exemplary disciplinary record and has become a paralegal assistant and a Eucharistic minister in the Catholic Church to assist and guide other prisoners. Upon his release, Mr. Cecil looks forward to reintegrating back into society and to contributing to his community while living with his daughter, with whom he has remained close. Mr. Cecil hopes to be a part of her upcoming wedding. Daryl Frazier, President Trump commuted the sentence of Daryl Frazier. Mr. Frazier is a 60-year-old who has served 29 years of a life sentence for nonviolent conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute cocaine. Mr. Frazier has had an exemplary disciplinary record in prison and has spent his time creating the Joe Johnson Tennis Foundation, a 501c3, that provides free tennis lessons to hundreds of children in underserved communities. Upon his release, Mr. Frazier will have a meaningful place of employment and housing with his mother. LaVon Roach, President Trump commuted the sentence of LaVon Roach. Ms. Roach has served 23 years of a 30-year sentence for nonviolent drug charges. She has had an exemplary prison record and has tutored and mentored other prisoners. Ms. Roach has a strong family support system to help her transition back into the community. Blanca Virhan, President Trump commuted the sentence of Blanca Virhan. Ms. Virhan has served 12 years of a 30-year sentence. Rather than accept a plea offer of 10 years, Ms. Virhan exercised her constitutional right to trial and received triple the amount of time the government offered her to plead. She has received countless achievement awards from her educational programming in prison. Upon her release, Ms. Virhan will return home to Mexico to care for her four children. Robert Francis, President Trump commuted the sentence of Robert Francis. Mr. Francis has served 18 years of a life sentence for nonviolent drug conspiracy charges. Mr. Francis has a spotless disciplinary record in prison and has been active in his efforts toward rehabilitation. Upon release, Mr. Francis, a father of three, will live with his sister in Houston, Texas. Brian Simmons, President Trump commuted the sentence of Brian Simmons. Mr. Simmons has served 5 years of a 15-year sentence for a nonviolent conspiracy to manufacture and distribute marijuana. Mr. Simmons has had an exemplary prison record and upon release will have strong support from his fiancé and his community. Derek Smith, President Trump commuted the sentence of Derek Smith. Mr. Smith is a 53-year-old who has served more than 20 years of a nearly 30-year sentence for distribution of drugs to a companion who passed away. Mr. Smith is deeply remorseful for his role in this tragic death and has had an exemplary record while incarcerated. Mr. Smith intends to secure a construction job, care for his mother and his son, and rebuild his relationship with his two other children. Raymond Hirschman, President Trump commuted the sentence of Raymond Hirschman. Mr. Hirschman is a 55-year-old father of two who has served more than 9 years of a 20-year sentence. While incarcerated, Mr. Hirschman has maintained a spotless disciplinary record, worked steadily, and participated in several programming and educational opportunities. Upon release, he looks forward to transitioning back into the community and leading a productive life with strong family support. David Barron, President Trump commuted the sentence of David Barron. Mr. Barron is a father of six children. He has served 13 years of his life sentence in addition to 20 years for a nonviolent drug conspiracy charge. Mr. Barron has maintained an exemplary prison record. Upon release, Mr. Barron looks forward to returning home to his family. James Romans, President Trump commuted the sentence of James Romans. Mr. Romans is a father and a grandfather who received a life sentence without parole for his involvement in a conspiracy to distribute marijuana. Mr. Romans has had an exemplary disciplinary record for the more than 10 years he has served, and has completed a long list of courses. He has already secured job opportunities that will help him successfully re-enter society. Jonathan Braun, President Trump commuted the sentence of Jonathan Braun. Mr. Braun has served 5 years of a 10-year sentence for conspiracy to import marijuana and to commit money laundering. Upon his release, Mr. Braun will seek employment to support his wife and children. Michael Harris, President Trump commuted the sentence of Michael Harris. Mr. Harris is a 59-year-old who has served 30 years of a 25-year-to-life sentence for conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Mr. Harris has had an exemplary prison record for 3 decades. He is a former entrepreneur and has mentored and taught fellow prisoners how to start and run businesses. He has completed courses towards business and journalism degrees. Upon his release, Mr. Harris will have a meaningful place of employment and housing with the support of his family. Kyle Kimoto, President Trump commuted the sentence of Kyle Kimoto. Mr. Kimoto is a father of six who has served 12 years of his 29-year sentence for a nonviolent telemarketing fraud scheme. Mr. Kimoto has been an exemplary prisoner, has held numerous jobs, shown remorse, and mentored other inmates in faith. Upon his release, he has a job offer and will help care for his 6 children and 3 grandchildren. Chelonna McFarland, President Trump commuted the sentence of Chelonna McFarland. Ms. McFarland has served 15 years of a 30-year sentence. Though she went to trial, Ms. McFarland actually cooperated with authorities by informing them of a potential attack on the United States attorney. Her co-defendants who pled guilty, however, received lesser sentences ranging from 5 to 87 months. Ms. McFarland was a model inmate and is now under home confinement. Eliyahu Weinstein, President Trump commuted the sentence of Eliyahu Weinstein. This commutation is supported by former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman, former Representative Bob Barr, former U.S. Attorney Joseph Whittle, Professor Alan Dershowitz, Representative Mark Walker, Representative Scott Perry, Representative Jeff Van Drew, Jessica Jackson of the Reform Alliance, the Tzedek Association, Dr. Danny Foya, and numerous victims who have written in support. Mr. Weinstein is the father of 7 children and a loving husband. He is currently serving his 8th year of a 24-year sentence for a real estate investment fraud and has maintained an exemplary prison history. Upon his release, he will have strong support from his community and members of his faith. John Eston Davis, President Trump commuted the sentence of John Eston Davis. This commutation is supported by Caroline Bryan, Luke Bryan, Ellen Boyer, Amy Davis, Kim Davis, Brandon McWhirter, Sheila McWhirter, Dr. Jeff Hall, Dr. Brad Maltz, Brent Ford, Mark Lotito, Carrie Rowland, Mark Rowland, and Stephen Stuck. Mr. Davis has spent the last 4 months incarcerated for serving as chief executive office of a healthcare company with a financial conflict of interest. Notably, no one suffered financially as a result of his crime and he has no other criminal record. Prior to his conviction, Mr. Davis was well known in his community as an active supporter of local charities. He is described as hardworking and deeply committed to his family and country. Mr. Davis and his wife have been married for 15 years, and he is the father of 3 young children. Alex Ajmi, President Trump granted a full pardon to Alex Ajmi. This pardon is supported by Haim Sherah on behalf of his late father Stanley, Robert Kerr, the Sitt family and numerous other community leaders. In 1996, Mr. Ajmi was convicted of a financial crime and served 5 years in prison. Following his release, he has dedicated himself to his community and has supported numerous charitable causes, including support for children with special needs and substance recovery centers. Elliot Broidy, President Trump granted a full pardon to Elliot Broidy. Mr. Broidy is the former Deputy National Finance Chair of the Republican National Committee. This pardon is supported by Representative Devin Nunes, Representative Ken Calvert, Representative Jack Bergman, Representative George Holding, Ambassador Rick Grenell, Bernie Marcus, Malcolm Hohenlein, Eric Branstad, Tom Hicks, Saul Fox, Lee Sampson, Rabbi Stephen Leder, Dr. Alveda King, Father Frank Pavone, Major General Clayton Hutmaker, Lieutenant General Bennett Sokolik, Mr. Bruce Brereton, Rabbi Stephen Berg, Rabbi Pini Dunner, Rabbi Meyer May, and Rabbi Mordecai Sashard. Mr. Broidy was convicted on 1 count of conspiracy to serve as an unregistered agent of a foreign principal. Mr. Broidy is well known for his numerous philanthropic efforts, including on behalf of law enforcement, the military and veterans programs, and the Jewish community. Stephen K. Bannon, President Trump granted a full pardon to Stephen Bannon. Prosecutors pursued Mr. Bannon with charges related to fraud stemming from his involvement in a political project. Mr. Bannon has been an important leader in the conservative movement and is known for his political acumen. Douglas Jemmel, President Trump granted a full pardon to Douglas Jemmel. Mr. Jemmel is an American businessman and philanthropist credited with rebuilding many urban inner cities in the United States. In 2008, Mr. Jemmel was convicted of fraud. In addition, Mr. Jemmel was instrumental to various other charitable causes, including the rebuilding of churches prior to his conviction. Notably, at his trial the presiding judge told prosecutors that he thought it inconceivable to send Mr. Jemmel to prison. Noah Kleinman, President Trump commuted the sentence of Noah Kleinman. Mr. Kleinman is a 45-year-old father of 2 children. The mother of his children unfortunately passed away during Mr. Kleinman's incarceration. Mr. Kleinman has served 6 years of a nearly 20-year sentence for a nonviolent crime to distribute marijuana. Mr. Kleinman has had an exemplary prison history and has worked to remain close to his children and his father. Upon release, he looks forward to living with his father, working for the family business, and caring for his children. Dr. Scott Harkonnen, President Trump granted a full pardon Dr. Scott Harkonnen. Dr. Harkonnen was convicted of fraud based on a misleading caption in a press release with respect to a treatment for a disease. Dr. Harkonnen is world-renowned for his discovery of a new kidney disease, as well as its cause and treatment. Dr. Harkonnen looks forward to returning to medicine. Johnny D. Phillips Jr., President Trump granted a full pardon to Johnny D. Phillips Jr. This pardon is supported by Senator Rand Paul, the former United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, and numerous members of his community. In 2016, Mr. Phillips was convicted of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and mail fraud. Mr. Phillips is known as an upstanding citizen and is a valued member of his community. He dedicates his time to his three young children and is an advocate for type 1 diabetes research. Dr. Mahmoud Reza Bonnke, President Trump granted a full pardon to Dr. Mahmoud Reza Bonnke. This pardon is supported by many elected officials of stature, including the late Representative John Lewis, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and other members of Congress. Dr. Bonnke is an Iranian-American citizen who came to the United States when he was 18 years old. He graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, before obtaining a PhD from Princeton University and an MBA from the University of California, Los Angeles. In 2010, Dr. Bonnke was charged with monetary violations of Iranian sanctions and making false statements. The charges related to sanctions violations were subsequently overturned by the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. However, the felony charges for making false statements have prevented Dr. Bonnke from resuming a full life. In the years since his conviction, Dr. Bonnke has dedicated himself to his community and maintained a sincere love and respect for the United States. Tenna Logan, President Trump commuted the sentence of Tenna Logan. Ms. Logan has served 8 years of a 14-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. She had an exemplary prison record with extensive work in programming and has assumed several leadership positions. In addition, Ms. Logan was authorized to work outside the perimeter of the prison and was granted home confinement under the CARES Act last summer. Today, Ms. Logan lives with her husband and works full-time at a major retail store. Marianne Locke, President Trump commuted the sentence of Marianne Locke. Ms. Locke has served roughly 11 years of a nearly 20-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. Despite the difficulties of beginning her sentence just 6 weeks after having a cesarean section, her prison record has been exemplary, with extensive programming and work. Ms. Locke was authorized to work outside the perimeter of the prison and was granted home confinement under the CARES Act last summer. Today, she lives with her father, is building a relationship with her children, and works full-time at a major retail store. April Coots, President Trump commuted the sentence of April Coots. Ms. Coots has served more than 10 years of her 20-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. Throughout her incarceration, she has been an exemplary inmate, obtained an HVAC license, and completed the PAWS apprenticeship program. During the 18 months before the trial, Ms. Coots started a business, completed her GED, and took 2 semesters of community college classes. Importantly, Ms. Coots has a supportive family and church community that will help her transition and create a stable network for her post-incarceration. Caroline Yates, President Trump commuted the sentence of Caroline Yates. Ms. Yates was a first-time, nonviolent drug offender who has served nearly 7 years of a 20-year sentence. She has been an exemplary inmate who spends her time training service dogs as part of the PAWS program, mentoring other inmates, and she has been a committed member of her faith community. Upon her release, she plans on spending time with her husband of 30 years who suffers from multiple sclerosis. Jody Lynn Richter, President Trump commuted the sentence of Jody Lynn Richter. Ms. Richter has served 10 years of a 15-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. Ms. Richter has an exemplary prison record and spends her time training service dogs in the PAWS program, tutoring other inmates in pursuit of their GED, and learning to operate a range of heavy machinery. Her parents have continued to support her and she has various employment opportunities available. Christina Bonenkamp, President Trump commuted the sentence of Christina Bonenkamp. Notably, her warden recommended her for home confinement under the CARES Act. Ms. Bonenkamp has served more than 10 years of a 24-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. Ms. Bonenkamp has been an exemplary inmate, with an excellent record of programming and Unicorn work, and she is authorized to work outside the prison perimeter. Upon her release, she is planning on spending time with her sister and brother-in-law, and she has various employment opportunities available. Mary Roberts, President Trump commuted the sentence of Mary Roberts. Ms. Roberts has served 10 years of a 19-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. She has maintained an exemplary disciplinary record and a strong programming and work history, including as a part of the PAWS program, Unicorn Food Service, and she is authorized to work outside the prison perimeter. Upon her release, Ms. Roberts plans to spend time with her daughter and enjoys strong support from her family. In addition, she has various employment opportunities available. Cassandra Ann Kosowski, President Trump commuted the sentence of Cassandra Ann Kosowski. Notably, her warden recommended her for home confinement under the CARES Act. Ms. Kosowski has served more than 7 years of a 17-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. She has been an exemplary inmate and has worked extensively, including as a part of the PAWS program and in Unicorn. Upon her release, she plans to spend time with her son and seek employment. Lerna Lee Paulson, President Trump commuted the sentence of Lerna Lee Paulson. Notably, Ms. Paulson's warden recommended her for home confinement under the CARES Act. Ms. Paulson has served nearly 7 years of a 17-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. During her time in prison, she has maintained an exemplary disciplinary record, has worked full-time in Unicorn, and served as a mental health counselor. In addition, she has served an inmate companion as well as a suicide watch companion. She is also authorized to work outside the prison perimeter. Upon her release, she plans on spending time with her family and seek employment. Ann Butler, President Trump commuted the sentence of Ann Butler. Ms. Butler has served more than 10 years of a nearly 20-year sentence for a nonviolent offense. She has an exemplary prison record, with extensive programming and work history, and has garnered outstanding evaluations. In addition, she is extraordinarily devoted to her faith. At the time of her arrest, Ms. Butler was caring for 5 children and held 2 minimum-wage jobs. Upon her release, Ms. Butler wishes to reunite with her family and seek employment. Sydney Navarro, President Trump commuted the sentence of Sydney Navarro. Ms. Navarro has served nearly 8 years of a 27-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. She has an exemplary prison record. In addition, Ms. Navarro obtained her GED, participated in extensive program work, and earned excellent work evaluations. Notably, Ms. Navarro was chosen to speak to at-risk youth in the community through the SHARE program. Upon her release, Ms. Navarro wishes to reunite with her daughter and seek employment. Tara Perry, President Trump commuted the sentence of Tara Perry. Ms. Perry has served nearly 7 years of a 16-year sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. She has maintained an exemplary prison record and has obtained her nursing certification. Ms. Perry also enjoys singing during the prison religious services. Upon her release, Ms. Perry plans to spend time with her mother and seek employment. John Nystrom, President Trump granted a full pardon to John Nystrom, who, other than this conviction, was described by his sentencing judge as a model citizen. His clemency is supported by Governor Kristi Noem and Senator Michael Rounds. Over 10 years ago, while working as a contractor on a school reconstruction project, Mr. Nystrom failed to alert the proper authorities when he learned that a subcontractor was receiving double payments for work performed. Mr. Nystrom took full responsibility for this oversight and even tried to pay the Crow Creek tribe, who was paying for the work, restitution before he pled guilty. Mr. Nystrom has since paid his restitution in full. Mr. Nystrom teaches Sunday school and volunteers for the Knights of Columbus and Habitat for Humanity, among other organizations, and has previously served as county commissioner. Gregory Jorgensen, Deborah Jorgensen, Martin Jorgensen. President Trump granted full pardons to Gregory and Deborah Jorgensen, and a posthumous pardon to Martin Jorgensen. Governor Kristi Noem and Senator Mike Rounds support clemency for this family, which has an exemplary record of service to their community. In the 1980s, Gregory and his father, Martin, gathered a group of South Dakota cattle producers to market and sold processed beef. The Jorgensens marketed their beef under the Dakota Lean brand and sold the premium product as heart healthy and antibiotic and hormone free. When demand outstripped supply, Gregory, Deborah, and Martin mixed in inferior, commercial beef trim and knowingly sold misbranded beef. Since their convictions in 1996, the Jorgensens have served their community devotedly. Gregory was elected twice to the Tripp County Board of Commissioners and spearheaded infrastructure projects to improve access for Native American communities. Deborah is a lifelong member of a nonprofit dedicated to promoting educational opportunities for women. And Martin was named National Beef Cattlemen's Association Businessman of the Year. The Jorgensens have shown remorse for their previous action, and in light of decades of exemplary public service, they are well deserving of these pardons. Jessica Fries, President Trump granted a full pardon to Jessica Fries. This pardon is supported by Governor Kristi Noem, South Dakota State Senator Lynn Hicks DeSanto, the United States probation officer responsible for Ms. Fries's supervision, and many in her community. Ms. Fries was 20 years old when she was convicted after converting stolen checks and negotiating them through the bank where she worked as a teller. Upon her arrest, however, she immediately relinquished the stolen funds to the authorities. After serving her 2-year sentence, she was granted early termination of her supervised release due to her commendable conduct. Currently, Ms. Fries is studying to become an emergency medical technician and devotes her time and energy to raising funds for cancer patients. Robert Cannon Robin Hayes, President Trump granted a full pardon to Robert Cannon Robin Hayes. The former North Carolina congressman is serving a 1-year term of probation for making a false statement in the course of a federal investigation. In addition to his years in Congress, Mr. Hayes has served as chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party and chair of the National Council of Republican Party Chairs. Senator Tom Tillis and several members of the North Carolina congressional delegation strongly support clemency for Mr. Hayes. Thomas Kent and Ken Fort, President Trump granted a full pardon to Ken Fort, a 38-year veteran of the coal industry and currently the general manager of a coal company. Mr. Ford's pardon is supported by members of the coal mining community, including those with extensive experience in mining operations, safety, and engineering, who describe Mr. Ford as a model manager who conducts himself with the utmost professionalism and integrity. 20 years ago, Mr. Ford made a material misstatement to federal mining officials. Mr. Ford pled guilty and served a sentence of 30 years probation. In the decades since, Mr. Ford has been an upstanding member of his community and has used this experience and his decades of expertise to keep miners safe, including promoting truthfulness and integrity with federal mining officials, for whom Mr. Ford states that he has the utmost respect. John Harder, President Trump commuted the sentence of John Harder, former president and CEO of SunWest Management Incorporated, who has served nearly 5 years of a 15-year prison sentence. Notable figures, including the Honorable Michael Hogan, who served as the federal judge overseeing SunWest's bankruptcy and receivership, Ford Elsesser, who served as counsel to SunWest's creditors in receivership, and multiple other individuals involved in the litigation support Mr. Harder's commutation. Mr. Harder was serving as president and CEO of SunWest Management Incorporated, a large management company overseeing residential senior care facilities, when he misused investment funds during the real estate crisis. Mr. Harder fully accepted responsibility, pled guilty, and cooperated with the government's civil and criminal actions against him at great personal cost. According to former Chief Judge Hogan, Mr. Harder's full cooperation against his substantial financial and penal interests helped secure the sale of the company's assets, ensuring that SunWest's investors recovered more of their investment, seniors could continue living in their facilities, and employees could retain their livelihoods. Mr. Elsesser stated that of all the financial wrongdoers that the court and the government dealt with during the real estate crash of 2008, Mr. Harder acted more responsibly than any of his peers. President Trump commends Mr. Harder for choosing to put his employees, investors, and the senior citizens residing in SunWest's homes above himself. Scott Connor O'Crosby, President Trump granted a full pardon to Scott Connor Crosby. Mr. Crosby is supported by Senator Martha McSally, the mayor and vice mayor of Mesa, Arizona, and the bishop of his church, all of whom attest to Mr. Crosby's service to his community and upstanding character. In 1992, Mr. Crosby made a spur-of-the-moment poor decision to participate in a co-worker's plan to commit a bank robbery. Mr. Crosby was arrested the same day and cooperated with the authorities. Since his release from prison, he has spent significant time volunteering at his church, mentoring youth, and has earned a certification as an emergency medical technician. Mr. Crosby's civil rights were restored by the state of Arizona in 2003, and this action restores his federal civil rights. Chris Young, President Trump commuted the remaining sentence of Chris Young. This commutation is supported by the Honorable Kevin H. Sharp. Mr. Young's sentencing judge, former law enforcement officials and federal prosecutors, and multitudes of criminal justice reform advocates, including Alice Johnson, Kevin Ring, Jessica Jackson Sloan, Topeka Sam, Amy Pova, the Aleph Institute, Mark Holden, Doug Deason, and David Safavian, among others. Mr. Young, who is 32 years old, has served over 10 years of a 14-year sentence for his role in a drug conspiracy. Although initially sentenced to a mandatory life sentence that Judge Sharp called not appropriate in any way, shape, or form, Mr. Young has made productive use of his time in prison by taking courses and learning coding skills. He also has maintained a spotless disciplinary record. Mr. Young's many supporters describe him as an intelligent, positive person who takes full responsibility for his actions and who lacked a meaningful first chance in life due to what another federal judge called an undeniably tragic childhood. With this commutation, President Trump provides Mr. Young with a second chance. Adrian Miller, President Trump commuted the remaining sentence of Adrian Miller. This commutation is supported by former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman and the Clemency for All Nonviolent Drug Offenders, CANDU, Foundation. Ms. Miller has served 6 years of a 15-year sentence after pleading guilty to conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute methamphetamine and possession of a listed chemical. Ms. Miller, who has struggled with drug addiction, has fully committed to rehabilitation while in prison. In addition, she has taken numerous courses including drug education, life management, and has participated in the Life Connections Program, an intensive, multi-phase reentry program offered by the Bureau of Prisons. She is extremely remorseful, regrets her destructive choices, and has taken full responsibility for her actions. Lynn Barney, President Trump granted a full pardon to Lynn Barney. This pardon is supported by Senator Mike Lee, as well as numerous notable members of the Utah business community. Mr. Barney was sentenced to 35 months in prison for possessing a firearm as a previously convicted felon, after having previously been convicted for distributing a small amount of marijuana. Since his release from prison, Mr. Barney has been a model citizen and has devoted himself to his work and children. He is described by his employer as an exceedingly hard worker and a role model to other employees. Joshua J. Smith, President Trump granted a full pardon to Joshua J. Smith. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, Representative Tim Burchett, Commissioner of the Tennessee Department of Corrections Tony Parker, Director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation David Rausch, and numerous other community and faith leaders support the pardon of Mr. Smith. Since his release from prison in 2003 for conspiracy to possess drugs with intent to distribute, Mr. Smith has dedicated his life to his faith and to his community. He is now a successful businessman and has used his financial success to establish Fourth Purpose, a nonprofit organization devoted to making prison a place of transformation. He has mentored incarcerated individuals and taught business classes to those in prison, including at the prison where he was incarcerated. Mr. Smith has also been heavily involved in mission trips throughout Latin America. Amy Pova, President Trump granted a full pardon to Amy Pova, the founder of the CANDU, Clemency for All Nonviolent Drug Offenders, Foundation. In the 1990s, Ms. Pova served 9 years of a 24-year sentence for a drug offense before President Clinton commuted her remaining prison sentence in 2000. Since her release, she has become a voice for the incarcerated, a champion for criminal justice reform, and was a strong advocate for the passage of the First Step Act. Those assisted by Ms. Pova's organization include Ms. Adrian Miller, whose remaining prison sentence the president commuted. Dr. Frederick Nahas, President Trump granted a full pardon to Frederick Nahas. This pardon is supported by Representative Jeff Van Drew. Dr. Nahas is a talented surgeon with a practice in New Jersey. In the 1990s, Dr. Nahas became aware of a federal investigation into his billing practices. Although the six-year investigation uncovered no underlying billing fraud, Dr. Nahas did not fully cooperate and ultimately pled guilty to one count of obstructing justice in a healthcare investigation. Dr. Nahas spent 1 month in prison in 2003 and has spent the subsequent 18 years working tirelessly to regain the trust and admiration of his patients, colleagues, and community. David Tamman, President Trump granted a full pardon to David Tamman. Mr. Tamman's pardon is supported by the Aleph Institute, former Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Louis Free, and former United States Attorney Kendall Coffey. Mr. Tamman was a partner at a major American law firm when he doctored financial documents that were the subject of a federal investigation. These actions were done at the behest of a client who was perpetrating a Ponzi scheme upon unsuspecting investors. Mr. Tamman was convicted of his crimes following a bench trial and completed his seven-year sentence in 2019. Mr. Tamman accepts full responsibility for his actions, and numerous friends and colleagues have attested that he is a decent man who experienced a terrible lapse in judgment for which he has already paid a significant price. Dr. Faustino Bernadette, President Trump granted a full pardon to Dr. Faustino Bernadette. In approximately early 2008, Dr. Bernadette failed to report a hospital kickback scheme of which he became aware. Notably, he was not part of the underlying scheme itself, and unaffiliated himself with the hospital shortly thereafter. This conviction is the only major blemish on Dr. Bernadette's record. Although now retired, Dr. Bernadette has spent the past year devoted to helping protect his community from COVID-19, including by procuring PPE and medical supplies for nurses, advising hospitals on expanding patient capacity and continuing prenatal services, identifying care facilities for first responders and the homeless, providing meals and books to underprivileged students, funding online educational resources for a distressed Catholic elementary school in Dr. Bernadette's neighborhood, and helping to ensure that senior citizens maintain social connections by training volunteer callers to speak with nursing home residents. In addition, Dr. Bernadette has been deeply involved in philanthropic efforts in his community, and he has supported numerous nonprofits that provide help to underprivileged communities, support medical research, and promote youth education programs. President Trump determined that it is in the interests of justice and Dr. Bernadette's community that he may continue his volunteer and charitable work. Paul Erickson, President Trump has issued a full pardon to Paul Erickson. This pardon is supported by Kellyanne Conway. Mr. Erickson's conviction was based off the Russian collusion hoax. After finding no grounds to charge him with any crimes with respect to connections with Russia, he was charged with a minor financial crime. Although the Department of Justice sought a lesser sentence, Mr. Erickson was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment, nearly double the Department of Justice's recommended maximum sentence. This pardon helps right the wrongs of what has been revealed to be perhaps the greatest witch hunt in American history. Kwame Kilpatrick, President Trump commuted the sentence of the former mayor of Detroit, Kwame Malik Kilpatrick. This commutation is strongly supported by prominent members of the Detroit community, Alveda King, Alice Johnson, Diamond, and Silk, Pastor Paula White, Peter Carmenos, Representative Sherry Gay Dagnogo of the Michigan House of Representatives, Representative Karen Whitsitt of the Michigan House of Representatives, and more than 30 faith leaders. Mr. Kilpatrick has served approximately 7 years in prison for his role in a racketeering and bribery scheme while he held public office. During his incarceration, Mr. Kilpatrick has taught public speaking classes and has led Bible study groups with his fellow inmates. Fred Dave Clark, President Trump commuted Dave Clark's remaining term of incarceration after serving over 6 years in federal prison for a first-time, nonviolent offense. Mr. Clark's commutation is supported by Professor Alan Dershowitz, Ken Starr, the Aleph Institute, his family of seven children, and former business colleagues and investors, among others. While in prison, Mr. Clark has led Bible study and developed a Promising People program to teach inmates technical skills and connect them with faith-based support. Todd Farha, Thaddeus Burde, William Kale, Paul Behrens, Peter Clay, President Trump granted full pardons to Todd Farha, Thaddeus Burde, William Kale, Paul Behrens, and Peter Clay, former executives of a healthcare maintenance organization. Widely cited as a case study in overcriminalization, these men have attracted a broad range of support, including from the Cato Institute, The Reason Foundation, the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, and various scholars and law professors. In 2008, Messrs. Farha, Burday, Kale, Behrens, and Clay were criminally prosecuted for a state regulatory matter involving the reporting of expenditures to a state health agency. The expenditures reported were based on actual monies spent, and the reporting methodology was reviewed and endorsed by those with expertise in the state regulatory scheme. Notably, there was no evidence that any of the individuals were motivated by greed. And in fact, the sentencing judge called the likelihood that there was any personal financial motivation infinitesimal. The judge imposed a range of sentences from probation to 3 years imprisonment, reflecting the conduct as an aberration from these individuals' otherwise law-abiding lives. Messrs. Farha, Burday, Kale, Behrens, and Clay are described as devoted to their family and their communities, and have weathered their convictions without complaint. David Rowland, President Trump granted a full pardon to David Rowland. This pardon is supported by Senator Lindsey Graham. Mr. Rowland's asbestos removal license had lapsed when he agreed to remove asbestos found in an elementary school. He completed the work in compliance with all other regulations, but received 2 years probation for a violation of the Clean Air Act. Mr. Rowland accepts responsibility and is remorseful. In addition, he has given back to his community by continuing to work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation after the completion of his mandatory community service. Randall Duke Cunningham, President Trump granted a conditional pardon to Randall Duke Cunningham, who was released from prison in 2013. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich strongly supports this pardon. Mr. Cunningham, a former California congressman, was sentenced to over 8 years imprisonment for accepting bribes while he held public office. During his time in prison, Mr. Cunningham tutored other inmates to help them achieve their GED. Mr. Cunningham is a combat veteran, an ace fighter pilot, and a member of the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Although combat disabled, he continues to serve his community by volunteering with a local fire department and is active in Bible study. William Walters, President Trump commuted the sentence of William Walters. This commutation is supported by former Majority Leader Harry Reid, former Governor Jim Gibbons, former Representative Shelley Berkeley, former Clark County Sheriff William Young, former Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick, numerous professional golfers including Butch Harmon, David Fearty, Peter Jacobson, and Phil Mickelson, and former 60 Minutes correspondent Laura Logan. Mr. Walters was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment for insider trading. Since his conviction, Mr. Walters has served nearly 4 years of his prison sentence and has paid $44 million in fines, forfeitures, and restitution. In addition to his established reputation in the sports and gaming industry, Mr. Walters is well known for his philanthropic efforts and was previously named Las Vegas Philanthropist of the Year. Dwayne Michael Carter Jr. President Trump granted a full pardon to Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., also known as Lil Wayne. Mr. Carter pled guilty to possession of a firearm and ammunition by a convicted felon, owing to a conviction over 10 years ago. Brett Bursch of Sovereign Brands, who supports a pardon for Mr. Carter, describes him as trustworthy, kind-hearted and generous. Mr. Carter has exhibited this generosity through commitment to a variety of charities, including donations to research hospitals and a host of food banks. Deion Sanders, who also wrote in support of this pardon, calls Mr. Wayne a provider for his family, a friend to many, a man of faith, a natural giver to the less fortunate, a waymaker, and a game changer. Stephen Otzer, President Trump granted a conditional pardon to Stephen Otzer. This pardon is supported by former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, Sigmund Sigrojic, Jason Greenblatt, Michael Steinhardt, Wayne Allen Root, Salvador Moran, the Aleph Institute, and numerous members of Mr. Otzer's religious community. Mr. Otzer pled guilty to conspiracy and bank fraud, for which he was sentenced to 18 months in prison. Numerous individuals testified to his substantial philanthropic and volunteer activities. His philanthropic endeavors include providing personal protective equipment to frontline workers in New York City hospitals, visiting sick children in hospitals, and donating religious materials to prison inmates and U.S. service members around the world. He has also dedicated resources to support and build synagogues in memory of his late cousin who was kidnapped and killed by Muslim terrorists while in Israel. The pardon requires Mr. Odzer to pay the remainder of his restitution order. James Brian Cruz, President Trump commuted the remaining sentence of James Brian Cruz. Mr. Cruz's many supporters include Alice Johnson, Dr. Robert Jeffress, pastor of the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, Kelly Shackelford of the First Liberty Institute, several former inmates whom Mr. Cruz mentored or ministered, Mr. Cruz's work supervisor, and several business owners and managers. Mr. Cruz, who has served approximately half of a 40-year sentence for a drug crime, has truly reformed and has worked to better his life and the lives of other inmates while in prison. Several former inmates credit Mr. Cruz, whom they met while incarcerated, as someone who helped change their life, as a great source of comfort for many, and one who helps others without looking for anything in return. Mr. Cruz's work supervisor describes him as a dependable and hard-working employee, who has gained the respect of many staff workers and inmates alike and who helps arguing inmates make peace. Mr. Cruz writes that he recognizes the effect drugs have on people, families, and the community, and desires a second chance to live life as one who upholds the law, and lives to help others. Stephen Benjamin Floyd, President Trump granted a full pardon to Stephen Benjamin Floyd. This pardon is supported by Representative Mark Green. Mr. Floyd joined the United States Marines Corps at age 17 and earned a combat action ribbon in Iraq. He pled guilty to one count of bank robbery by extortion. Since his release from prison in 2009, Mr. Floyd has exemplified the power of second chances, and is raising a family and owns a successful car repair business. Mr. Floyd's dedication to service includes helping extinguish fires set during the recent unrest and repairing widows and disabled veterans' cars free of charge. President Trump thanks Mr. Floyd for his past military service and for his commitment to his community. Joey Hancock, President Trump granted a full pardon to Joey Hancock. Senator Roger Wicker, and Mr. Hancock's employer, pastor, and other members of his community all support this pardon. Mr. Hancock was convicted for conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute a controlled substance. Following his release from prison, Mr. Hancock has been a hard-working employee and active in his church and community. David E. Miller, President Trump granted a full pardon to David E. Miller. Governor Bill Lee, Mr. Miller's employer, and numerous colleagues support this pardon. In 2015, Mr. Miller pled guilty to one count of making a false statement to a bank. Today, Mr. Miller is a development director for the charitable organization Men of Valor, where he helps previously incarcerated men rebuild relationships with their faith, family, and society. Governor Lee describes Mr. Miller as having embraced the ministry's work and has committed himself to doing right and serving others. James Austin Hayes, President Trump granted a full pardon to James Austin Hayes. Mr. Hayes's pardon is supported by Paula White, Rick Hendrick of Hendrick Motorsports, and NASCAR legend Jeff Gordon. Nearly 10 years ago, Mr. Hayes was convicted of conspiracy to commit insider trading. Mr. Hayes cooperated immediately and extensively and disgorged all profits he earned in a related civil action. Since his conviction, Mr. Hayes has been active in his church and his community. Drew Brownstein, President Trump granted a full pardon to Drew Brownstein, who, other than this conviction, was described by his sentencing judge as someone who goes out of his way to help people that are less fortunate. This pardon is supported by the Assistant Attorney General for the Antitrust Division, Makan Del Rahim, and several of Mr. Brownstein's friends and family. Mr. Brownstein was convicted of insider trading and has since paid his fines and forfeitures in full. Both before and after his conviction, Mr. Brownstein has volunteered extensively as a youth coach with the Boys and Girls Club in Denver and the Jewish Family Services of Colorado. Robert Bowker, President Trump granted a full pardon to Robert Bowker. Mr. Bowker's pardon is supported by Anne-Marie Pallon, Sheriff Butch Anderson, and the late Robert Trump. Nearly 30 years ago, Mr. Bowker pled guilty to a violation of the Lacey Act, which prohibits trafficking in wildlife, when he arranged for 22 snakes owned by Rudy Cobra Kinko Marek to be transported to the Miami Serpentarium. Although he did not ask for any animals in return, he was offered 22 American alligators. After pleading guilty, Mr. Bowker was sentenced to probation. Mr. Bowker has dedicated resources to animal conservation efforts in the intervening decades, including as a member of the Humane Society of the United States, World Wildlife Fund, and Wildlife Conservation Society. Amir Khan, President Trump granted a full pardon to Amir Khan. This pardon is supported by his adult children and members of the community. Mr. Khan pled guilty to wire fraud. Notably, he immediately paid back the victim more than in full and has demonstrated remorse for his conduct. Prior to the pandemic, Mr. Khan volunteered at the organization Three Square Meals and has regularly donated to charities including St. Jude Children's Hospital, Boys Town, Covenant House, Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and the Salvation Army. Shalom Weiss, President Trump commuted the sentence of Shalom Weiss. This commutation is supported by former U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese, former Solicitors General Ken Starr and Seth Waxman, former United States Representative Bob Barr, numerous members of the New York legislature, notable legal figures such as Professor Alan Dershowitz and Jay Sekulow, former U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman, and various other former elected officials. Mr. Weiss was convicted of racketeering, wire fraud, money laundering, and obstruction of justice, for which he has already served over 18 years and paid substantial restitution. He is 66 years old and suffers from chronic health conditions. Salomon Melgen, President Trump commuted the sentence of Salomon Melgen. This commutation is supported by Senator Bob Menendez, Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, numerous members of Brigade 2506, Colonel Mark D. Holton, as well as his friends, family, and former employees. Dr. Melgen was convicted of healthcare fraud and false statements. Numerous patients and friends testify to his generosity in treating all patients, especially those unable to pay or unable to afford healthcare insurance. Patrick Lee Swisher, President Trump granted a full pardon to Patrick Lee Swisher. This pardon is supported by Representative Dan Bishop, Rick Hendrick, and numerous business associates. Mr. Swisher was convicted of tax fraud and false statements. After his release from prison, Mr. Swisher started a successful business that employs over 1,000 individuals. He also is involved in a religious nonprofit organization that provides college scholarships to those in his community. In addition, he has mentored former felons and helped them reintegrate into society. Robert Sherrill, President Trump granted a full pardon to Robert Sherrill. Mr. Sherrill was convicted of conspiracy to distribute and possession with intent to distribute cocaine. Mr. Sherrill has taken full responsibility for his criminal past and received treatment for his drug addiction. He started a commercial cleaning business as well as a nonprofit organization that mentors at-risk youth. Dr. Robert S. Corcoran, President Trump granted a full pardon to Robert S. Corcoran. This pardon is supported by Senators Roger Wicker and Cindy Hyde-Smith, Governor Phil Bryant, and Dr. Michael Mansour. Dr. Corcoran was convicted of federal program bribery. This pardon will help Dr. Corcoran practice medicine in his community, which is in dire need of more doctors as it has struggled to keep up with demand for emergency services. Dr. Corcoran served in the Mississippi Army National Guard and has generously provided his services to low-income patients. David Lamar Clanton, President Trump granted a full pardon to David Lamar Clanton. This pardon is supported by Senator Roger Wicker, Alton Shaw, Mark Galtelli, and Terry Rielli. Mr. Clanton was convicted of false statements and related charges. Mr. Clanton's supporters testified to his contributions to the community, especially with respect to issues surrounding rural health care. Mr. Clanton has been active with 4-H clubs and other organizations in his community. George Gilmore, President Trump granted a full pardon to George Gilmore. This pardon is supported by Bill Stepien, former Governor Chris Christie, James McGreevy, James Florio, Donald DeFrancesco, John Bennett, Kimberly Guadagno, Thomas MacArthur, Gerald Cardinale, Michael Testa Jr., David Avella, Joseph Buckaloo, Lawrence Bathgate II, Larry Weitzner, and Adam Geller. Mr. Gilmore was convicted for failure to pay payroll taxes and false statements. Mr. Gilmore has made important civic contributions over his career in New Jersey. Desiree Perez, President Trump granted a full pardon to Desiree Perez. Ms. Perez was involved in a conspiracy to distribute narcotics. Since her conviction, Ms. Perez has taken full accountability for her actions and has turned her life around. She has been gainfully employed and has been an advocate for criminal justice reform in her community. Robert Bob Zangrio, President Trump granted a full pardon to Robert Zangrio. This pardon is supported by Len Blavatnik, Jeff Palmer, Tom Barrack, Sean Parker, Waleed Abu Zalif, Mado El Salasi, and Kevin Downing. Mr. Zangrio was charged in connection with the Varsity Blues investigation. However, his daughter did not have others take standardized tests for her, and she is currently earning a 3.9 GPA at the University of Southern California. Mr. Zangrio is a well-respected business leader and philanthropist. Hillel Nahmad, President Trump granted a full pardon to Hillel Nahmad. This pardon is supported by members of his community. Mr. Nahmad was convicted of a sports gambling offense. Since his conviction, he has lived an exemplary life and has been dedicated to the well-being of his community. Brian McSwain, the president granted a full pardon to Brian McSwain. This pardon is supported by Senator Lindsey Graham, two former United States attorneys for the District of South Carolina, and other former law enforcement officers. Since serving his 18-month sentence for a drug crime committed in the early 1990s, Mr. McSwain has been gainfully employed and has been passed over for several promotion opportunities due to his felony conviction. John Duncan Fordham, President Trump granted a full pardon to John Duncan Fordham. Mr. Fordham was convicted on one count of healthcare fraud. A judge later dismissed the conspiracy charge against him. William Ed Henry, President Trump granted a full pardon to William Ed Henry of Alabama. This pardon is supported by Senator Tommy Tuberville. Mr. Henry was sentenced to 2 years probation for aiding and abetting the theft of government property and paid a $4,000 fine. In addition, President Trump commuted the sentences to time served for the following: Jeff Cheney, Marquis Dargan, Jennings Gilbert, Dwayne L. Harrison, Reginald Dines Johnson, Sharon King, and Hector Madrigal Sr.